thing we can't deny, like the fact that I will love you till I die. We are 12 billion light years from the edge. That's a guess. No one can ever say it's true, but I know that I will always be with you.
Today for another installment of the French Connection. Lots to share with you today. As usual, I have, of course, been taking some days off here, principally to get a lot of my private life straightened out here with the work on my land. I am trying to get a garden in to save money for my family. We don't have a lot of money to make ends meet here, so it's great that we have the option of putting in a great garden, and we get the benefit, of course, of the freshness of it. But what you may not know is that gardens across the area where I live in central France have been sickened by some kind of terrible fungus. I don't know what the heck it is. It destroyed last year's crop and already is resurfacing this year, and it wipes out about half of the plants that you try to grow, which is a very bad situation for me, because much of my food budget comes out of the garden. I mean, without it, I'm going to have to go to the big grocery store some 40 or 50 kilometers from my house and try to make ends meet with that kind of pricing and quality, bad quality, that is. But and also, you know, the story has been told on the French Connection. I want to remind everybody that our archives are so full. This chock full of information. There's nary a file that won't enlighten you had you not heard it before. There's something in there in every single one of them. So if you're a new listener or been with the French Connection for a short time, you're going to find out that those archives are a real wealth of information. They point to research projects we've done. They point to evidence that we've uncovered over time, and they talk to a lot of different people about a lot of subjects. So please share with others and yourselves the information that goes on the archives. All of 2006 isn't up yet because it's being reformatted into this new front page that we put up. And my webmaster, sadly, has another job full time. In fact, he's working actually more than full time, and then doing the French Connections work free of charge. And he also has the book repository as part of his responsibility, which we also have to pay out money to. And so he's a busy guy, and sometimes I can't even raise him because he's out of the range of the phone calls and the whole bit. So, yeah. And I've also been doing a few interviews on other networks, another one in South Africa, of course. And as you all know, the fight goes on. The terrible consequences of our criminal gang that controls us are showing up everywhere, still getting worse. And of course, we still have the same liars trying to deceive you in this so-called truth movement. I'm going to bring up a little bit of this. This program is going to be a little bit about that today. And what else is new? Well, so this is going to be a rant. And let's start out with recent events with this liar, this known liar, this proven liar, this criminal. I'll call him a criminal. His name is Alex Jones. He's a criminal. He is still putting out the lie of the New World Order and bringing on people to support that lie and trying to still move people away from the fact that Jews are involved in this crime wave and that it's Zionism that is the enemy and it's the ideology of Zionism that's criminal. He did a one-off show about Zionism, and then immediately the following broadcast returned right back to his same old, same old. And that was a cover. He did it to cover himself, and now he's back to giving you the nonsense and bringing on people that support the nonsense that he talks about. And last night was a guy, Galen Ross, Now, you often know that the guy Ross that worked in the administrations of Bush and Clinton and so forth is Jewish. And I wouldn't doubt very much if this guy Galen Ross was a Jew. Should be checked into. He very well may be. Not that that would make him a bad guy, but if he's giving bad information on a story that we all know needs clarifying, and he's giving the wrong side of it, and he carries the name Ross, and you know that other people in the administration and the elites is named Ross, and they happen to be Jewish, time for you to do the 1 plus 1 math and not coming out with the number 11. Just give it a once-over. Maybe you'll find out that he is or isn't, and you can forward that to me. I haven't done the research on that. It just came to me now. But this guy talks about New World Order, and of course, he talks about Rothschild, which is very good, and he talks about Rockefeller, which is also good, but he doesn't give you the next level under, and he doesn't tell you that it is a Zionist Jewish crime wave. And again, you know, Torah Jews don't believe that these people in this Ashkenazi criminal gang are even Jewish. They believe them to be some other form of their religion that is like a virulent offshoot of Judaism. And so, you know, when you're talking about this, you're really talking about what Andrew and myself discovered some years ago when we first started bringing up the name Rothschild, is that they are truly from a converted group of people from Eastern Europe or from the steppes of Russia called Khazarians. We talked about that years ago. I have to remind everybody that we were the first people to bring back, you know, the Rothschild fortune has come into the limelight and out of it many times in the last 150 to 200 years. He was out of the light when the researchers for 9/11 began doing their investigations. It was myself and Andrew who brought him back into the full light. We put a spotlight on his activities and his associations, his relationships to the Oppenheimers and to the Honigs and to the Schiffs and to the Loebs and Kahns and to the Warburg family and then, of course, to Brothman and to Maxwell and to all the rest of them. And that brings me to the next guy, Maxwell, this guy Jordan Maxwell, a Tavistock man all the way, much like Mr. Alan Watt seems to be, and he's also worked with cretins like Alex Jones trying to push you away from world Judaism that is in charge right now, this Zionist criminal gang, this sicko group of murderers, perverted murderers, though. People are always behind the most disgusting things that we discover about our societies, the pornography, the child sex slavery, and the rest. And he will blame that stuff on DynCorp, which DynCorp is the front company, but when you look beneath it, it was a Zionist controlled organization working out of the Balkans, and they've had it working out of countries around the world. You'll notice that this most recent horror story of this man, Fritz, what's his name, living in the basement there with his stepdaughter, I know his real daughter, having children with her, and then raping her and bringing people there back and forth to have sex with his inbred daughter. He is a Zionist Jew. Same thing with this man Fournier, and here in France, in the northern part of the country, who was living in a castle and tried to say to everybody that that this castle was paid for by money found as a result of his cellmate telling him where to find it, as if that would ever have happened. Fact is that there was a long and steady stream of large Mercedes stretch cars going back and forth to this big house, and it went on for years and years. This man was providing Brussels and Paris elite access to murder and snuff films and child sex and dismemberment kind of videos. The sickest stuff you could possibly come up with. Now, you know, one would wonder, when you think about something as horrific as that, why would they do that? Well, the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, when you can get somebody to go along with that kind of sickness, you've got them quieted for life. You've got their loyalty for the rest of their life because they dare not ever speak out. And oftentimes what will happen is their first foray into this sickness will horrify them, but they'll do it again, and then all of a sudden, 10 years later, they think this is a dance in the park, dismembering somebody as his wife enjoyed so much to do. It's a really sick story. But no different than finding out about what Mark Dutroux did, Jewish Zionist criminal, with his dungeons and his young girls. And, you know, France has 10,000 people missing, young children, boys and girls, every year. 10,000, they said on TV. So how many of those are really taken and murdered, never to be seen again? We don't know. But Jones is a liar and an obfuscator. And, you know, he talks about this this Rothschild thing as though he was the person who exposed it. Now, here's the interesting thing. Talking about the New World Order, this guy, if you go back in his archives before 2005, 2004, he never brought the word Rothschild up. It was not until I started doing it along with Andrew's research that this guy even started mentioning the name Rothschild. No one mentioned it back then. In fact, I remember when I first started mentioning it, everybody said that it was going to get me killed. It still may. But he certainly wasn't, and all of a sudden he's acting as though he's done this for the last 15 years or 14 years since he started this. Fact is, ladies and gentlemen, he's been a damage control liar from the beginning, and he tells as much of a story as he needs to, evidenced by his recent one-day attempt at trying to convince people that he talks about world Zionism, which he does not, and never will. Man's a liar and a deceiver, and always has been. Now, what's going to end up happening if you follow this man, Jones, is that you're going to be angry at a group that you can't specifically identify. People that are going in and out of these Zoharist, Ashkenazi, Kabbalistic synagogues across America and Europe. And, you know, if you want to find out just how awful this crime wave is, take a look at the people in George Bush's administration. Take a look at the people in Sarkozy's administration. Take a look at the people in Gordon Brown's control, that control him, I mean, or Merkel, for that matter. What you're going to find, ladies and gentlemen, is that just below the surface of every one of these administrations, if they're not, the leadership is not themselves Jewish, as Sarkozy is, and then declares himself not, everyone under him is, almost to a man, you know. And so what we have is a de facto control by that less than 0.1% of the world's population. Yeah, they run everything. They own all the major corporations and all of the major media outlets and all of it. And there's the Lagardères of France that do that, and the Dassaults and the Bollares. And, of course, you have the Arnault and Printemps-Redoute, the man that runs that, and the head guy of Airbus and all of these things, all of them. It's astonishing when you start looking at it. You can't believe that they're all from the same religious community, and of course they have their allegiance is clearly not to the country they're from. And then now, you know, in Canada, they find out that this Human Rights Commission in Canada is making up, setting up sting operations to entrap people, and spamming and lying and posting things on internet, and then claiming that it's a terrorist group doing it or it's a hate group doing it, and then getting caught at it and silencing people. And then you got the prime minister that they elected silenced. He must be a pedophile himself, or something's wrong with him. I don't know what's wrong with him. He's a criminal or something. They're extorting him to, or he's a crypto. Who knows? But he's being silenced. He's going along with this Zionist agenda. And of course, you don't get to be the premier of a country size of Canada, or the president of the United States, or the president of Mexico, unless you've already been vetted by the crime gang. So no surprises. But what's happening is that more people are scrutinizing the decision making process in every country, and they're examining it for Zionist participation. They're looking into it. You know, you've got this guy from The Daily Show that people used to follow, and I'm telling everybody to tell the folks in that they're around this Daily Show with this guy Stewart, who happens to be a Jew and a Zionist. He brings on people to cover up the crime wave by who's really doing it. Tells you little tidbits about what's going on in the world, and then blames it on a nondescript group. And he always brings on the criminals themselves to cover up their own lies and cover up their own crimes. He had Douglas Faith on yesterday, giving him an opportunity to cover up his criminal associations. So, you know, this stuff keeps getting worse, but more and more and more people are looking at the crimes. Which brings me to, you know, what the French Connection is going to try to do here. Again, we need to bring new books out. We have a couple in the pipeline right now. I've vetted one of them, and there's another one being formatted for us by my webmaster, which is a big job. Instead of having the thing run across the page in two sentences long, we bring it into a column-type read, which is much more easy to read, and it's in a different format than the other one. And then we check it against the original, and then we post it. And so there's a process that we go through from getting the work, whether it be from our own archive book repository or we get it from one of our listeners or somewhere. We have to go through a process with it and before we put the next work up. And then not every time we do that do I agree with everything in the book. And oftentimes I have to do little disclaimers or add-ons or... You know, when I did that Dyke book, it didn't seem like he was nailing everything on all cylinders, although he had a big part of the Russian story about who was running things during during the war under Stalin and the rest. And so I included that because of how much it pushed the ball down the field. But everybody who writes about this conspiracy may not know the entire story. You know, I have the benefit of sitting at this point in history where the internet has given me access to countless books for research, and I can put the story and link these histories together easily compared to what others had to do and go through. You know, first in the old days, there were only 20 or 30 people in groups that would ever be doing any research on this, and oftentimes they wouldn't have contact with people who knew the Russian story. They wouldn't have contact with people who knew the German history or the Swedish history or whatever, wherever you were looking at. So we're lucky at that because the internet has given us that ability, and it is proving to be the destroyer of this crime gang. They're taking it on the chin every day because of the internet. You know, even if they tried to suicide me, which I will never do to myself, so it would be a murder is what I'm saying, and they tried to murder me, it wouldn't cease the investigation. In fact, it would probably explode it even larger if anything happened to me. The alternative movement would see it as the crime it is and then give even more validity to my efforts. So that's probably the only reason why I'm still on this side of the earth, this side of dirt here. I'm on the air side of things because it would hurt them too much. And of course, I would never do that to myself, and to make it look like an accident is very complex. So, you know, that's sometimes they're bold. Sometimes they'll just go out and do a Gene Palfrey and hope that people don't pay any attention, which some have and some haven't. But I think she worked for the CIA, personally. You know, it seemed to me that she was a what they call a honey trap, trying to catch people in compromised positions and then use it against them. And I think... I think she's the lady that knew too much is what I think. So what else is happening here? Well, you know, the financial side of things, Citibank's toast. And the only reason why you are seeing Citibank still in business is because they have lied again. They've told you that they've covered up $400 billion worth of paper on this company. That is only the tip of the iceberg. Wait to see what J.P. Morgan has to cover later on, but... They're trying to monetize the dollar, in other words, destroy its value as quickly as possible so that they can pump... Let's say they cut the value of the dollar in half. That means they've doubled the size of the dollar in circulation. And then they can begin using those weakened dollars to monetize the debt that they've run up. Is it being successful? No. What are you seeing from it? Runaway inflation is what you're seeing. You're seeing it in your food prices. You're seeing it in your gas pump. You're seeing it everywhere. It's going to continue, you know, that this unabated pumping up of the dollar through the money supply and by bailouts of these banks is not going to end now because they know that the interlocked nature of the banking structure is not going to allow them to allow any of these larger ones to fail. They have too much activity with other banks. You can't do it. So... But it's going to come to pass anyway. And they still got their manipulating plunge protection team involved in the stock market, and they've got their criminal gang involved in suppressing the price of gold, the rise up in gold. And as more and more of the physical metal falls into private hands that are unwilling to sell it at any price, which is what's happening, and there's only a fixed amount of gold in the world, what you're going to have is exchange-traded funds that represent real gold in vaults that doesn't exist, and it's finally going to come to pass that gold gets its day. It'll have its day. And when it does, it's not going to go up in a mild sense. It's going to go up in a doubling and even tripling and quadrupling in a matter of 6 to 8 months. You're going to see the shot like a rocket to the sky of the gold price. You're also seeing them short the juniors gold mines. That these are the major producers, so that they can hold back their production and their access to cash and their access to investment, and then hopefully buy up many of the new discoveries at a fair price. Now, what? Not a fair price, at a cheap price. And these majors are all controlled by the crime gang. The Anglo Asante and the Barricks and Rio Tinto mining groups and Phelps Dodge and copper, whatever metal you're talking about, they're all run by the same crime gang. So, you know, then we've had incredible demand out of Asia, both in India and China, which is also going to abate. You know, people keep saying that America is going to be suffering with a recession, and let's get this straight. It's heading into a collapse, not a recession, a collapse. We're talking about, you know, people pecking on the ground to get grain seeds to eat, not hard times in the family where one guy lost his job and there's still a paycheck coming in. You're going to see crap hit the fan like you don't even realize. But at the same time, the importation, both of Europe and America, of Chinese junk, which I think is all junk, most of the things they make aren't worth the materials they use to make them, are going to stop. Those factories are going to close down. There's going to be a massive amount of over capacity in the country. These huge factories they've built to pump out these pieces of trash that they call products. You're going to see them, their model imploding, their construction model imploding. At this point, they're going to try to smoke and mirrors war of some sort somewhere, and it looks like Iran they want to do it to, but it doesn't necessarily have to be Iran. It could be a host of other places as well, but Iran seems to be the one they want to pump up to benefit, of course, this crime country called Israel. They want to at least get their agenda completed, which, you know, every time I see them do these things, I almost cringe when I see it happening. You know, this bellicose 60th anniversary of Israel they put on French TV, I love it. I think it's great because everybody watching this who knows the facts are just cringing at their screen. They can't even believe the lie machine that comes on French television, and they're becoming very educated on how lied to they really are. And based upon the numbers I see in some of the polling, more people know in France than they're letting on. More people know. And it's becoming very clear that Israel is a crime syndicated pariah, sicko state of murderers and assassins and thieves that has no right to be in existence, and that the people who live there are just sick, vomitous humans. It's full of ecstasy and drug abuse and perversion and child prostitution and sex slavery in Tel Aviv. It's a pigsty of filth and depravity, the whole country, which is one of the reasons why they're having problems internally. And then, of course, you get the kosher meat plant in America with a huge methamphetamine factory inside it. Yep. They discovered a huge methamphetamine factory inside a Jewish kosher meat plant. And not only that, they found that over 60% of their workers were there working there illegally, and that the drugs and the drug production was being overseen by none other than criminal Israelis, which you're going to see the administration give them a federal pass and send it back to Israel. That'll probably happen. Keep an eye on that story, ladies and gentlemen. That'll shock you. So, the story continues. I got to admit that Mike Rivero does put up a lot of the stories that need to be followed. So you might want to go there to look at, up some of these stories at least. His take on some things I don't trust at all, but his linking to some of these stories is good. So at least give that part of his effort its fair due. And what else is going on here? You know, Mohammed Rafiq and I have looked at this financial thing, and there's just no way out. The numbers are too great. The problems are too serious. And it is a jigsaw puzzle that cannot be rebuilt, can't be put back together again. We will never see any semblance of normalcy in our financial systems under the present controllers or under the present situation we're in. Can't be fixed. In other words, it's not fixable. We could build another one. Of course, you know, our efforts to expose the criminals at the top hopefully is going to preclude their participation. But, you know, the jury's still out on whether we're going to have success at destroying their infrastructure. We just have to keep trying. And we're going to have to make the effort. And I ask all of you to make it with me. You know, I want to thank the people who've helped me recently to send money to our PayPal, which is part of our book repository system, and helps the this part of our presentation continue. As you all know, I started out with it in the beginning of the show. A lot of pressure on me financially. I'm no different than anybody else here. I'm just a guy. Just a guy, ladies and gentlemen, with a lot of plans. I had hoped to, you know, to get a .TV thing going where I would do some streaming. I would even, as I said, put my face on the thing in live broadcast and repeat broadcasts if necessary. I have a guy over here where I live that can do technical stuff. He needs to be paid, though, because he's not part of the effort, although he's reading some of the stuff that's related to it. But he knows his stuff. He's a really good technician. He knows how to put things together. I don't have that capacity because, you know, to do a decent job with this stuff and make it right is quite complex. And, you know, you can do a simple job or you can do a good job. And when I try to do it with the equipment I have, it fails because the equipment I have is for a level above what my knowledge is. I've got a mixing board here that I don't use correctly. I've got wiring systems plugging into it that I don't know if it should go to this or that or the other thing. This is where it gets complex for me. Now, somebody with some knowledge can bring this whole situation together and make it run seamlessly and qualitatively with a camera, with a good video camera, with a digital camera that makes the signal going into the .TV programming clear. Now, of course, every month, even though we haven't been using IamTheWitness.tv, we still have a bandwidth charge on it, which is not cheap these days. And when you want to buy bandwidth on a dedicated server, which costs you quite a bit of money going in, which we still have 9 months on our one-year contract, so that's why I want to use this thing. But the bandwidth charges started coming in, and I was like, what the heck is this? And, you know, if a lot of people started watching on our .TV, it would wipe out our bandwidth very quickly. You can't put video up without a lot of bandwidth. It costs money. So we don't sell anything on the site. We're going to start promoting an artist. I'd like to bring up this artist. His name is Anthony. Anthony's quite a talented man. He's been working really hard over in Britain for a long time to be part of the truth and exposing the criminals. And he does great paintings. He does very, very nice work. So we're going to ask Anthony to do something for our front page. And make that a link to some of his other works. And he does great portraits in oil. He gets portraits in acrylics, I think, in oil, and any medium of painting he can do, from what I've witnessed. And he's really a fabulous self-taught artist. And so I'm going to put him up, and he's going to be somebody we try to help. But again, we won't make any money on Anthony. It'll be hopefully the listeners who are interested in having his services will get in touch with him, and he'll help us by redesigning something for our front page, and we'll put that up. So, people have asked me why I don't do ads. Well, first of all, look at Google. You can't find I Am the Witness on any Google chat room. You can't put it up. It's banned. You're banned from putting I Am the Witness of any type on any Google chat room or message board or anything to do with Google. You can put up all the other crooks. I think Wake Up From Your Slumber also gets blocked, which might say something about them. You know, a lot of the work that goes on over there is pretty solid stuff. I once said it wasn't, but that was when they were gratuitously and freely trashing me with lies, which was amazing at the time, that it would go on, and I would ask them to stop, and it would continue. But anyway, that site has put up a lot of stuff that I find interesting to read. But my IamTheWitness.com, or if you spell it a little differently, you can't find it on, you can't put it up on Google. And Google reduces the number of hits you get from me, and it also so does Alexa destroys the number of people coming to the site. I have the statistics here, and it doesn't match what comes out on this Alexa thing. Now, I'm not talking about hits, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about visitors. I know how many visitors I get because I've got the statistics of my visits. And yet this Alexa thing will downplay it, but of course that's a Jeff Bezos company, another Zionist Jew. And of course Google is run out of Israel. It's an Israeli-run company. So you got to get your mind out of the idea that Google is anything but a dangerous group of criminals and stop using them. So just little tidbits here. The other thing that we're going to be doing shortly here is another investigation. I've got something else coming up on the vaccines and spraying and the origins of some of the disease and some of the stuff, because I'm being affected by it in my food supply again this year. And I've got some other people looking into some interesting connections there. And we'll also give out some tips on survival coming up about how you can get some food for yourselves. And I recommend everyone who has the ability to, who can go out and spend the money for or have a family member give them a firearm of some sort, a rifle, a handgun, whatever it is, as long as you can get it without being put in jail, you know, you don't want that. Get that and buy as much ammunition as you can. I believe this is the time to do that. You should have the ability to protect yourselves in what is inevitable in both America and other parts of the world. You need to be able to stand up strong against someone trying to take what you need to survive. So, and then the last thing is to continue hammering away, if any of you have already done this, write anonymous letters if you need to your local police departments. And put in it the video that Sophia did, 9/11 Mysteries. Put it in there. Put in some of my research programs. Go into the archives and put a little disc together and put that in an envelope. Send it to the chief of police, or call him, or go to him if it's from your own hometown where you get, where you elect the officials, and or the, you know, your town sheriff, or where I'm from in my local community from Massachusetts. The town is not that big, and many of the police are, we grew up with some of them. I know two people that are on the force that I grew up with, but also you know, they come from the local community, so they can be held to account when the facts come out. In spite of the ADL and the B'nai B'rith getting involved in trying to form their thinking, we have to, as a group, as a population, have to retell them the truth so that they don't act against the public when it comes time, that they act in concert with us. They're there to protect and serve. They've had that drummed out of them, and we have to put it back into our local police departments that that's what they're there for, not to be buying tasers. That's not their job. Not to be you know, arming their 5 or 10 police or sheriffs with SWAT team equipment in a community that hasn't had a murder in 30 years. I mean, come on, what's the point of this? It's ultimately just going to be used against the public, is what it's all about. So they shouldn't be able to do that, and people should be outraged, and they should be told so. And your town of control, your mayor or your selectman or your administrator should be browbeat into not allowing thugs as policemen. You know, if the guy comes in for his interview and he's got a shaved head, that should tell you something. That he's a goon, and he's looking to be brutal as a goon. Yeah. So, or if his, you know, his job was Special Forces Army, and you don't want to put this guy in there. He's already got an indoctrination of sorts, and he's going to be going out on the streets treating people as though they're boot camps or something. He's not going to be there to protect and serve. He's going to be there to brutalize. Don't let that kind of person ever get the job in the first place. Stop that process or get involved in that process in your town. Anyway, lots more coming up, so please stick with us. I'm going to be sending this file off to the webmaster. I don't know when it'll go up, but I hope it's real quick. And so take care of your families, please. This is the time to get close to them. If you haven't heard from your son or your father or somebody or your relative that you love the most or whatever, call them. Write them a letter. Say hello to them. Tell them what's going on. Tell them to get ready for difficult times. And get a game plan started. Start organizing your thoughts towards surviving what's coming and prospering. Showing others around you how you can take advantage of this to be able to put together a strong resistance. It can be done. It requires thought. And, of course, I'm one to talk here, struggling as I am. But hey, you know, many of the things that have happened to me that I've had to re-engineer due to a lack of money have actually been beneficial to me, such as eating out of my garden more, almost exclusively. Or to, you know, the fact that we've reduced down the heat in the house to a minimum, so I don't have a huge fuel bill. All this kind of stuff has actually benefited me, and the fact that I didn't have a lot of money forced me to make the right choices. I'm not living in a world of excess here. And so when things get worse from here, it's not a big change for me. I'm already living with all of the kinds of choices that you, many people, are going to have to make later anyway. So it's been a benefit to me. But, you know, as far as the programming is concerned, that area, I have needed help. And I have gotten some of it lately, and I'm very grateful for that. So, but please, don't stop thinking about us. We need the input. We need the financial help to keep the .TV going and all the rest of it and the story going. Anyway, until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you all, please take care of your families and be well. Bye-bye now.
First of all must go your scent upon my pillow, and then I say goodbye to your whispers in my dreams. And then our lips will part in my mind and in my heart, 'cause your kiss went deeper than my skin. Piece by piece is how I let go of you. Kiss by kiss will leave my mind, one at a time, one at a time. First of all must fly my dreams of you and I. There's no break for your and my own sake. Just remember, this is what you chose. Piece by piece is how I let go of you. Kiss by kiss will leave my mind. Like skin, our memories of laziness.